Hello, everybody. This is David Guerra, and welcome back to the Walking Leader Podcast. This is episode number 48. Wow, 48. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thank you for being part of this journey. It is a lot of fun, and I hope you are finding something useful, beneficial out of this. And if not, let me know. Let's see what we can do. But I definitely want to hear from you, so by all means, please follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra and on email. You can email me, dave@daveguerra.com. And let's get this episode started. Episode 48, we're going to continue our Bad Leaders Aren't series. And the next one, the next bad leader that isn't, is, well, you know, it's the one that throws the subordinates under the bus. Yeah, there are leaders that do that. You know, typically, those bad leaders, well, they do it when something goes wrong. One, they do not want to accept responsibility as a leader. Two, they call out the individual at fault, whether it is true that they are at fault or it is perceived that they are the ones at fault. Okay, they're quick to jump on that. And unfortunately, those bad leaders that throw subordinates under the bus and good luck, you're on your own kind of thing, usually make the lowest possible person on the totem pole as the one on the team that caused the problem or is responsible for the problem. And that's not a good thing, you know, because again, that's outrageous. That's nonsensical. That's just BS. Yeah, these guys or gals are, when they're pressed, they step back from accepting any blame as a leader. That again, do you see where I'm going with this? That's nonsense. They would rather have others fired before admitting that he or she was the one who allowed it to happen, or he or she refused to stop it from happening. They're also a bad leader for not saying that the buck stops here, but they would rather be made of Teflon and expect nothing to stick to them because everybody else is at fault and this is the person who did it and that's where that is. Then that's where the buck stops on the person that he or she just threw under the bus, decided, you know what? Boom, here you go. And the worst part, and unfortunately it becomes a legacy of that type of a bad leader, is that he or she will readily do it again to others. And by that I mean that if it happens one time, they get away with it and they throw the lowest clerk under, you know, just to the wolves and good luck, you're on your own. You shouldn't have let this thing happen up here at this level where you've got other departments, other individuals involved. But you know what? You, because you started it, you fill out the paperwork because somebody told you to fill out the paperwork, you're at fault. And if they get away with that, guess what? They're going to continue to get away with it. They're going to continue to do it. And if they move to another location, well, it's another opportunity to start again from scratch, all over again, and blaming others and not getting to the root cause or not trying to resolve the issue, but finding the lowest man on the totem pole, man or woman on the totem pole, and deal with it at that level. And again, it's beyond my comprehension how people can just sit there and think that they can just do that without any repercussions, without any checks, any balances. You know, they're put in a position where they are trusted by the higher leadership, the organizational leadership, and they expect them to do the right things. But when the right thing is actually the wrong thing and no one gets to say anything about it, well, guess what? There's your bad leader and there's your bad leadership all the way up to the top. So again, it's crazy that they're out there, but they are out there. They don't accept responsibility. They'd rather blame others. And if they can, they'll go all the way down to the bottom so they can find a scapegoat. That is crazy. But you, as a new and up-and-coming leader or first-time manager, first time you're responsible for people, first time you have people following you, what do you do to not let that become you? Well, first and foremost, do not just tell your staff you support them. Show that you support them. Get out in front. Show them that you support them. You believe in the people that you hire. And you especially believe in the people that are hired by the people you hire. You've got to trust them. You hire them for a reason because you trust them. And then you've got to trust that they make good, sound decisions in hiring the people they hire. Now, this is not an all-the-time thing, but it is the majority of the time. Accept responsibility for the good and the bad. Remember, you are there to back them up. You are there to support them. You're there for them. Think about that. You are there for them. So yeah, there's going to be good stuff, and everybody likes the good stuff, but when there's the bad stuff, don't point fingers. Don't point fingers. Stand right next to them all the way from the beginning to the end until it's resolved. And when it does happen, should it ever happen, and somehow they get blamed or they get the finger gets pointed at them, immediately, before anything else happens, apologize to them. Don't blow it off and come out chuckling the next time you see them. Ah, ha, ha, hey, how you doing? Great day, isn't it? No, don't do that. You apologize before you say anything else. And if you called them out in front of an auditorium full of people, or you called them out in the hallway with other people may or may not have been listening, guess what? That's where you go and apologize. You go to that auditorium and you apologize to that person in front of everybody else, because you know what? You're not beneath, you're not above that. You know, you do it because that's where you called them out. That's where you embarrassed them. That's where you blamed them. Well, that's where you correct the problem. Same thing in the hallway. You go to the hallway and you apologize there. And you say, you know what? I am sorry. It is that simple. Now, when all of that is said and done and people start seeing that this is the kind of person you are, then guess what? You're showing them that you have their back, that you do support them. And that, my friends, is not negotiable. You have to do that. Accept responsibility. And what if the person did, at the very bottom level, did start that, did create the problem? Well, you know what? You address the problem right then and there. Apologize, correct, and move along. And guess what? You're going to get a whole lot more followers following you and believing in you and respecting you, as opposed to somebody who they fear, who they dislike as an individual, and unfortunately will only respect your position while they loathe you. Think about that. It is crazy, but again, show them your support. You believe them for a reason. You hired them for a reason. They hired people that the hiring people were the ones you trusted, so you got to trust that they hired the right people. Believe in them, show them you've got their back, and guess what? It'll be good, and you won't become the bad leader. Because again, you won't be pointing fingers. You will accept responsibility. You won't step back when push comes to shove and throw somebody else in front of you. And for the most part, you get out there and you tell them and you show them and you do it. Well, listen, everybody, this is episode number 48 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for listening. I thank you for making it to this point. And as always, I want to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, or drop me an email, Dave, DaveE, at DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra.com. And I'll talk to you next time. In the meantime, be a good leader. Take care of your people.